No, I warrant you haven't seen me last, her name I winnet mention, for fear you gone and tell her that I like her, though so I do. But it's just for lads and lassies to whisper their affection, and the bonniest lass that gets his bonny face has bothered me. The first time that I saw her, I'm sure I didn't know her, though I thought I'd seen her face afore. I couldn't think of when her blue eyes met mine a-passing up the high street in the morning, and her looks was saying trancing that me heart was mine amen. I didn't see her for a week till one meet at the bridge, and when I stamped upon her goon and the gathers come away, she says that I was clumsy and I said that I was sorry, and I humbly begged her pardon why I was licked for what to say. But I walked on by her side just as if I had a reet today. The conversation forced was shy, but then it turned first class. We spoke about the weather, and she mentioned that her father was a puddle doon at Hoxie's, where me bonny gets it lass. She mentioned confidentially that her uncle was a grocer, and her mother's father's cousin was a fiddler doon the shore. She spoke so nice and friendly, and she spoke so neat and pleasant, that I thought I'd never seen a lassie canny like afore. She said her mother kept a shop that sold her pies and candy, and her brother was a cobbler at the high part on the toon, and she was a dressmaker. We got on so kind together that I blessed I'd been so awkward when I stamped upon her goon. No, I made her laugh and slapped me lug, we're talking lots of nonsense. I would bless you when you're caught, and there's nowt so good'll pass. And I asked her what she'd be me lass, and I'd take her out to Sundays, and to my delight she says, I might me bonny get it lass.